Hi, Rodeo fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 moves, and tonight he's gonna try and make it 8. Here comes the bull down.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and Macon 8 maniacs. That's right. It is time to kick things off for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Macon 8 Rodeo Network. And I got to tell you guys, we are live here at the Medlock Ranch in Montgomery, Texas. Now, that is just outside of Houston, and I'm telling you, man, what a trip we had yesterday. So much fun hanging out with so many of you Macon 8 fans, tuning in live for our video broadcast. And, wow, I've got to tell you, so many of you guys really hung in there the entire trip. And it really was a lot of fun. Really enjoyed it. Can't get over how many of you guys really stuck it out with us for the entire trip. But, man, what a lot of fun it is. We got a lot to talk about, though, because I'm telling you, we came right into a lot of action. But we'll kind of paint a picture for you. We got a lot more to talk about. PBR finals coming up in just a couple weeks, less than 2 weeks, really. And, you know, we are going to be in Las Vegas. We're still looking to lock in these last few sponsors, but I'm telling you, we've got some great deals going. And we've got some special things happening right here on Macon 8. And the rodeo network is really starting to take shape. And a big part of that is because of guys like what we're seeing and what we're doing down here in Montgomery, Texas. And that is working with guys like the Allied Bull Riders, Sam Medlock, Reese Cates, Chase Outlaw, Bonner Bolton. I'm telling you, this is a wild crew. And this is a crew that I think you guys are really going to see a lot of as they start to earn that money and earn those dollars, getting right to it starting this weekend. So there's a lot of information to talk about. Do want to let you guys know phone lines are open. You can give us a call, 646-915-9940. Now, that's the same number you can call if you want to listen in on the phone lines. If you do want to talk with us, make sure to push 1 on your phone. If not, you can just sit back and listen in. And that's for some of our fans that are in our chat room right now, trying to figure out how we can do that. And got to send a big old shout-out to Miss Gabby, as she is there. Said she's going to be on the road this for a little bit here during the show. But we will, hopefully see you on the phone lines. And you can just call the number and tune in and just kind of listen in on the phone. I usually put mine on speakerphone. For instance, I was doing that just Sunday during Short Go Radio. So do want to let you guys know as well, of course, we've got the Macon 8 Short Go Challenge going on. Short Go, Mike Anderson laid out a little challenge for us. And, we got to see what you guys are made of, and we need your help. Both myself and Mike are going to pick a partner, and we're looking for your bull riders. You need to submit one that's in the top 15. And one that is outside the top 15 during the PBR World Finals. You can email them to us, MikeRodeoMan79@yahoo.com for his team. And you can submit them to Scott Mesick, ScottMesick at Macon8.com. And we will get you guys over there. We'll pick a partner. And we'll take your selections, and we'll ride all the way through the PBR World Finals, taking the average of your 2 selections and my 2 selections, or Mike's selections if you're going to be on his team. So make sure to get those emails in. I'm telling you, there's a lot of things that are taking shape, though. I'm going to actually have to hold off on my picks, I think, until Monday of next week, and we'll let you know who we're going to be partnered up with, either on Mike's show or my show. And, we'll get things together. But Wow, man, we had a fun drive yesterday heading down from Ada, Oklahoma, down here to the southeastern Texas area. And, hey, this road trip's just getting started. I'm telling you, this is only day one now. This is day two of the training camp down here for the Allied Bull Riders. And we are going to be doing a live video stream tonight. So we want to let you guys know, make sure to repost our links, share our links to the Ustream broadcast tonight on your Facebook, on your Twitter. We're posting them out there now so you can copy and paste them. 7 o'clock Central Time is when we're going live. We're going to have some young bull riders here. We're going to have some veteran bull riders here. We're going to have some question-answer sessions. We're going to talk about a lot of different things, and we are going to have a good time on this show. We're going to give you guys an opportunity to sit back and be involved and be a part of this this group that's going out, and I think we're going to see more and more things like this take shape. And, man, I'm telling you, this is exciting. Rolled in here last night, probably around 7 o'clock. The grill was fired up, and man, I'm telling you, we got all kinds. We're just talking stories, talking bull riding, talking rodeo, talking all kinds of things. I mean, you name it, it happens out here. And I know that some of you guys wish you could be a fly on the wall, but you might get a little bit more exposure to what happens out here than what you let on. We're working on some deals that may take place this week, and we'll let you know more about them as we confirm them and as we get them locked in. So make sure to stay tuned. A lot of big things are happening here, and I think you're going to like it. One of the other things off topic I got to talk about is, you know, I rolled up down, being down here in Texas, of course, we are actually right here in Houston Astro country, but being that the Houston Astros are not very good, a lot of fans down here are Texas Ranger fans, and, of course, they're taking on the St. Louis Cardinals starting tomorrow night in Game 1 of the World Series. So I may be tuned into it when I can, but we are going to be on the road so much, I don't know how much we're going to be able to have a chance to listen to. And thank you, Miss Emily, for posting that. It will be on our Live Event Center page right there on making8.com. And want to remind you, fans, that if you guys want, if you guys feel the need, that we would love to have you guys contribute, kind of help support us as we're out here supporting the Allied Bull Riders and bringing you this information. We do not have sponsors lined up. This is all out of our own pocket, and we could certainly use some help getting on down the road and making this thing happen for you, the fans. So there is a donate page there, and we do ask that, you know, if there's a way you guys can do it, whether it's $5, $10, something, we certainly appreciate it. And we'd love to have you guys, you know, kind of help us out. You guys are the reason why we're out here doing this. And I think you're going to see a lot of that take shape tonight during our live video broadcast. We've been online. We've got everything set up. We're rocking and rolling down here. Of course, you know that we've run into issue after issue, and I think those are going to since go away. We're also going to have some highlights, the video footage of these guys up at 6:30 in the morning getting their mile-and-a-half run in. There's video footage. You guys are going to have an opportunity to see that. And, wow, yeah, I'm telling you what. These guys are dedicated. They're hungry. They're hungry for success, and I think they're beginning to build that format that they need in order to achieve that goal. And these guys are ready to win, and I think we're going to see a lot of that out of these bull riders. You guys are going to be able to see a whole lot of them work their way up into the Built for Tough standings. Some of them are already there in Reese Cates. We're going to talk about more of that tonight, though. We want you guys to have an opportunity. We don't want to let everything happen right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. You got to make sure you tune in, because tonight as we sit down with these guys, you guys are going to end up getting a view of who these guys are, and you'll be able to talk to them directly. We'll have our chat room open. You can come over here, ask questions, and we'll give you guys the answers. I mean, right there on the spot. So this is a unique format. It's going to be a really cool thing that's happening, and I think you guys will really enjoy it. I know we will. It's always a lot of fun when you're hanging out with a bunch of bull riders. There's no doubt. And, man, there are all kinds of stories that have been out there. some of which I would have to say that I probably cannot mention out here on our radio shows, but that's the world we live in the rodeo world. You tend to see things and things happen out there around you that sometimes you just can't let on. But, man, I'm telling you what, you know, seeing a lot of these guys and the workouts that have been happening out here, and the training facility down here is spectacular. I mean, this, you know, Sam Medlock, his wife, have really put together some tremendous deals in order to achieve these goals and get these guys where they need to be. So, anyways, I did mention that there are a lot of very eager fans, very anxious to meet them and have the opportunity to talk with them. And, you know, we may be able to even open up our phone line, and if you guys want to call in and ask questions, you guys can do that as well. And you guys can give me a call. I'll put my cell phone out there, the link to it, and you guys can definitely call in and ask questions for any particular one of these guys. If we don't get to them all in the chat room, then you guys can just, you know, call in and we'll get you heard. That's for sure. We want to get your questions answered. We want to get you guys to know these guys a little bit more. So make sure that you guys do that. Let's see. What else is going on in the notes? I also will let you guys know, if for you Twitter followers out there, Allied Bull Riders does have a Twitter page now, so you can also follow them there. So make sure to follow Allied Bull Riders on your Twitter. We did post a link out here just a little bit ago on our Twitter page, and make sure that you guys get over there. Anyhow, getting down to it. We're going to take a short break here, fans. When we come back, we'll talk more rodeo bull riding action as the top, the stage is set for the finals. The top 40 are there. They've got the alternates in place. And we're going to talk about them here coming up right after our break. Now, I do want to remind you guys that, you know, the reason why we're here in Montgomery, Texas, of course, is because of the Allied Bull Riders. We want you guys to understand who they are, know more about them. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Ms. Kat Johnson, for posting that link out there for them. Their website, their Facebook page, and, of course, now they just started up their Twitter page this morning. So make sure to get over there and follow them. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on a Tuesday afternoon. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is Kat Johnson of KatJohnson.net with Making Eight. Let's book.
Take off time to time with those crazy friends of mine. Head out on steel horses with wheels and we ride. We burn up that road to old Mexico. Blend in with the desert, just we amigos, and we roll. Cowboys like us sure do have fun, racing the wind, chasing the sun. Take a long way around, back to square one. Today we're just outlaws out on the run. There'll be no regrets, no worries and such. Cowboys like us. Talk about living, babies and women, all that we've lost and all we've been given. We sing about true love, lie about things we ain't done. Drink one more cold one, come morning get up and we roll. cowboys like us sure do have fun racing the wind, chasing the sun. Take a long way around back to square one. Today we're just outlaws out on the run. There'll be no regrets, no worries and such for cowboys like us. The long way around back to square one. Today we're just outlaws out on the run. There'll be no regrets, no worries and such for cowboys like us.
Rodeo fans, this is your old buddy Gizmo McCracken. We've been to Cheyenne, we've been to Fort Worth, we've been to Salinas Rodeo, and we're on the Making 8 Rodeo Network, so keep this thing plugged in, because you don't need that kind of aggravation.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network, as we're kicking things off here from the Medlock Ranch right here in Montgomery, Texas, is where we are, and man, oh man, wow. I've been kind of scanning the chat room going on here, and there's a lot of interesting topics here. Now, most of you guys are catching a glimpse by going to check out the website and check out the Facebook pages, and that is great. We're going to have a lot more pictures coming up during the day today and throughout the days here, here the next couple days. But, you know, we're not done yet. This training camp is only the beginning of where we're going to be with Making 8 and Team Allied Bull Riders, is we're going to be following along with them. We're going to be at the Touring Pro event in Arkansas this weekend, and we're going to have more photos and footage of these guys out here doing what they love to do, and that's ride bulls. And we're going to see what this team format is really all about and how these guys encourage each other and push each other. Not really push each other, but really, you know, be there to support each other. And, you know, of course, having Sam there as a leader and a coach to kind of give them that extra guidance they need, man, I'm telling you, this is a great deal. This is a really great deal. So, man, yeah, I just see so many of our fans here in our chat room asking about photos and admiring some of the photos here. That's one thing about, you know, the bull riding industry as well. You're definitely in good shape, you know. So, yeah, it's very interesting conversations covered in our chat room right now. Wow. I mean, I'm almost speechless. You fans are just loving it. And you're going to get to see a whole lot more of them as we're going to be doing a sit-down tonight with them. I will tell you that they will all have shirts on. I'm very sorry to disappoint anybody out there, but yeah, they will have shirts on. You know, but it's still going to give you guys an opportunity to see them firsthand and see them live, you know, and see them talking about what it is that they're doing here and what their goals are, and really get to know these guys. So, yeah, I mean, make sure to tune in, 7 o'clock Central Time. You can find us on the Making 8 Rodeo Network, Making8.com, Live Event Center page, the Allied Bull Riders channel, Facebook, Twitter, it's all out there. And we need your help. We need the fans out here to repost and to share these links with your friends and your friends and have them share with their friends. That's how we're going to advertise this thing. We're not putting big commercials out. We're not putting links up on, you know, big commercials on PBR Now and that type of thing. The advertisements for Allied Bull Riders, the advertisements from MakingA.com come from you fans. And you guys are getting the firsthand experience. You guys are getting that first bit of knowledge. You know, these bull riders are going to get to know you first. You know, and that's a very special opportunity. And I see that some of our fans being the people in the world and doing their jobs out here have, you know, really been inspired by these bull riders, if nothing else, just by their names alone. And it's an interesting bunch. I really encourage you guys to tune in tonight as we show you some of the highlights and we get to talk with these guys, because you're going to really understand how these guys, how, you know, their characters and who they are as people, you know. I mean, it's a great opportunity. So, anyhow, yeah, I see that we have more than one cougar on the page right now. That is for sure. So, and, you know, that song that we just played was really kind of inspired this morning. I asked Sam, I said, do you guys have a theme song, or do you guys have something that you guys really use when you're talking about Allied Bull Riders? And he said, no, we probably ought to get one, you know. And actually Bonner Bolton come up with the deal. And he said, you know, he said, I love that song, you know, Cowboys Like Us. And, you know, that's kind of where these guys are right now. So they're a good bunch of guys coming from different areas and doing different things. And, you know, you guys are going to have an opportunity to meet up with them. But one thing that you guys won't have an opportunity to do, well, you may or may not, I really hope that we can either today or tomorrow during our broadcast, to sit down with the actual boss and the person behind the scenes that helps make all of this possible, and that would be Sam's wife, Miss Kathy. And she has done more work, you know, and she gets up in the morning and gets breakfast ready for these guys. And she's out feeding horses, and she's actually out riding right now, which I'm a little jealous. I may have to go see if she needs an extra horse road. But it is definitely, you know, she is the one that really supports it. And I had an opportunity to talk with her as well. So we're going to share a little bit of her story and how her and Sam got together and actually met up. You know, she grew up around rodeos, and she did a lot of barrel racing and that type of thing. And you know, for a bull rider, it's kind of shocking. I said, you know, I mean, how can somebody that actually rides barrels hang out with the bull riders? You know, she said, well, her dad definitely wasn't happy about it when he heard that he, you know, Sam was the bull rider. But, you know, really got a great understanding of who these guys are. Man, I'm getting different phone calls. This is I got my phone line is beeping right now, so if you guys are getting that, I apologize. But anyhow, definitely going to like what's going on out here. You really are. And make sure to tune in tonight, and please help spread the word. Pass this word along. But, man, there's so much going on. And before we get into the PBR action, I do have to mention a little bit of the PRCA. I don't know if any of you guys are aware, but they did post the bullfighters are going to be. They're at the PRCA NFR coming up in December, which we're going to be talking a lot about here after the season wraps up and comes to an end for the Bill Ford Tough Series on the PBR. But, yes, it is confirmed. Dusty Tuckness for his third consecutive year. Now, Dusty has been a good friend of ours. He's been on our radio shows. Great bullfighter and definitely one of the best going right now. He's going to be joined with Daryl Diefenbach and Kenny Bergeron, and they are all going to be the bullfighters there at the Wrangler National Finals. So you guys will be able to tune in with that, and hopefully we'll have an opportunity to sit down with Dusty maybe after the PBR World Finals wraps up, and we can sit down with Dusty and talk with him a little bit about this season and just how we got into it. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to the Lunch Hour Rodeo shows for sure. I'm trying to find out who are rodeo entertainer is going to be, and I haven't quite seen that yet. looks like October 20th is when the Barrel Man will actually be announced. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to ProRodeo.com for your information there, as that'll be coming around. But a lot of news coming in. The PBR World Finals, obviously coming up just next week. And, of course, Macon 8 is going to be there. So are some of the Allied Bull Riders. And you guys are going to have an opportunity to see them. And I believe you're going to have an opportunity to see one of them there riding in the round one performance of the PBR World Finals. And that would be Chase Outlaw, who is here, and you guys will have an opportunity to talk with him tonight. We'll share more of that information on tonight's broadcast here on Macon8.com or the Allied Bull Riders channel is where you can find us. So make sure you guys tune into that. But these guys, they'll also be having a Touring Pro event that'll be going on out there the first part of next week, and it will kind of also go in conjunction with the Heroes and Legends reunion going on out there in Las Vegas. And, well, we will be there for it. And as it looks right now, I did get a phone call this morning from none other than our good buddy, Mr. Rob Smets. And he said, you know what? He said, if you want to go, he said, just get your butt here before 4 or 5 o'clock Friday morning as we're hitting the road then. And so I think that's exactly what we're going to do. We'll be up there Thursday night, and we'll jump in the truck. Head to Arkansas with Rob Smets. There's a road trip. But really the big one is going to be leaving Arkansas and heading from Arkansas straight out to Las Vegas. There, I'm telling you, that what an opportunity it's going to be. You know, to be able to travel that long with a living legend. I said, you know, most of our fans know how much I like to talk, which I tend to do a lot of. But to have an opportunity to ride with somebody like that, man, I think I'm just going to end up doing more listening, you know, and hearing those stories and knowing what it's like to be out there on the road. That's huge. That is huge. And I cannot wait. I'm so excited for it. It's going to be a great opportunity. And you fans just might catch a glimpse of that. We are putting some things in the works. And I'm not going to put any promises down, but I do believe that we're going to have an opportunity to do some live video streaming during our trip to Vegas with none other than world famous, world champion, five-time world champion, and recipient of the Jim Silvers Award this year, Mr. Rob Smets. So what an opportunity that's going to be. Now, I know that a lot of you fans have been following along with me and my traveling ways, and you guys have been our traveling partners out here. How would you guys like to have an opportunity to travel with Team Allied Bull Riders? And that may very well happen as well. We're not confirming anything yet, but it is in the works. So make sure that you guys stay tuned and. Yeah, we'll see what happens there, but I really think that opportunity, that potential is there for that. So, anyhow, getting back down to it, man, I'm telling you, PBR World Finals. Brendan Clark is doing a show immediately following our broadcast on the Allied Bull Riders channel. You can also go to Brendan Clark's channel. You can find him on Facebook. You can find the links there, or you can find it on Ustream. And so as you guys are already logged in, make sure to get over there and listen in and watch Brendan Clark as he talks about the PBR World Finals coming up. Now, this is an interesting deal. He's sitting in 41st place. Skeeter Kingsolver is injured and will not make the PBR World Finals. So that leaves an opening. So Brendan Clark will be at the PBR World Finals. They also have several alternate positions that'll be there, you know, in the case of injuries and that type of deal. Josh Faircloth is a guy that we've been following a lot with Zebra over the last couple of years, and he will also be there as an alternate. So, yeah, you know, you guys might have the opportunity to see a lot more than what you realize. So it's going to be really crucial that you help spread the word along and, you know, get the word out about what we're doing here. It's going to be huge. It's going to be huge. So, anyhow, I was hoping we may be able to get a caller on the line. I do want to remind you guys that phone lines are open. If you do want to chat with us, make sure to push one on your phone. But the call-in number is 646-915-9940. I will tell you guys, if when Miss Melanie does get a chance to listen to our show, got to send a big old shout-out to you. Hopefully you had a great birthday yesterday. I know you spent most of it tagging along with Macon 8 as we headed down from Oklahoma here to Montgomery, Texas. But I will say that I did share our cowboy logic this morning with the Allied Bull Riders, and they found it to be pretty inspiring as well. So you guys make sure to get a grip here this afternoon or later on here in our show, and we'll let you guys know what our cowboy logic is today. And, of course, that's courtesy of our biggest little fan, Miss Melanie Britton. It's so cool to have, it's so special to have so many of you fans that are dedicated to us and supporting us. And, you know, you guys are just as much a part of this as any one of us, as myself or the Allied Bull Riders. We just opened the door for you, you know. This is an opportunity for you guys to step through it. So, and I'm hearing our lovely Miss Kat Johnson out here, who is telling us that she could certainly inspire our bull riders, and there is no doubt that she could. But she's not the only cougar in the crowd right now. I know. We have got a few of them here as they are latching on to these Allied Bull Riders. And like I said, tonight's going to be a night where you guys are going to have an opportunity to really talk with them tonight and tomorrow. Now, tonight's show is also going to feature some of the young kids that have been working with Sam. And, you know, they're going to have an opportunity to come down tonight and also work with guys like Reese Cates and Bonner Bolton and Chase Outlaw. And, you know, I mean, really, this is the list, you know. And I'll kind of go through some of my notes here, but this is the list of the guys that are here. We've got Reese Cates, who obviously most of you guys know from the PBR on the Built for Tough Series. You guys have Bonner Bolton, who's a former CBR world champion. Kind of been running both in the Touring Pro division as well as the CBR. We've got Craig Jackson, who's been primarily a CBR guy, and if you guys ever heard that song Don't Weaken, which we do have here on our shows, we've played, we've aired it, you know, traveling down the road. Craig Jackson is a really great guy, and having an opportunity to sit down and talk with him this morning was really cool. It's the first time I got to meet him, as he had to obligations back home with his family yesterday afternoon. So he's not necessarily staying with these guys. He's from the Houston area, so he doesn't, you know, he's got a little bit of a drive, but it's not really bad for him. So he's been able to drive up, but it's been really cool to spend some time with him as well and actually hear from him and be inspired by him. This is a veteran bull rider who knows how to ride some bulls, and you guys are going to get an opportunity to meet Craig Jackson as well. Chase Outlaw. Chase is a young kid coming up, will actually be classified and running in the rookie standings next year. Now, he was reserve CBR champion this year. And, you know, Chase is a guy that you guys are going to hear a lot about. I believe he'll be riding in round one of the PBR World Finals, so they do have some slots open there where they bring in guys. We had a good friend of ours last year, Rooster McKinnon, that was in the same situation, was able to ride there at the PBR World Finals. And we're going to see that again, you know, with Chase this year. So he'll have an opportunity, and we're going to follow along with him this week, and you will definitely see a lot of him. Chad Van Amberg, which is a guy that, you know, if you guys have been following along with our shows, you know that we've been covering SEBRA, the Southern Extreme Bull Riding Association out of North Carolina. Chad Van Amberg is a champion there, and there is, you know, this guy has a lot of knowledge, and he's been running with guys like Josh Faircloth, who's on the PBR Built for Tough Series. You know, so he's surrounding himself with the right people. He's been riding in a lot of these touring pro events, and he's been winning money at them. So he is a guy that you guys are going to be able to see a lot of and really get to know a lot more about. We've also got a couple guys that actually rode down with Reese and younger kids. These are guys that Reese has been working with. One of them in particular is 15 years old. Now, this is a kid that we're going to get to talk with tonight, and you guys are going to be able to get to know a lot about this guy. And then, of course, Sam Medlock, you know, who is coaching these guys and giving them the guidance that they need. Now, Sam is still riding bulls, and he is no stranger to the game. He's been around for a long time. So, you know, pretty much those are the guys that are forming, you know, the Allied Bull Riders that are working directly with Sam here right now. We're going to get to know more about them. We're going to get to know more about what they do and just who they are. So make sure to tune in tonight. Get your questions ready for them. You know, if you guys have questions, we want to hear from you. That's really important. This is an opportunity where these guys said, you know, we want to know what the fans think of us personally. So make sure that you guys tune into it. And, yes, it will be on the archives, and we will be posting the archives on the Allied Bull Riders channel there on MakingEight.com. We'll have each day labeled, and you guys will be able to go back and watch those broadcasts. So make sure you guys, if you can't find it there on Ustream, you can go to the archives, and we'll have them posted on MakingEight.com, and it will be under the Allied Bull Riders channel. Just scroll down to the bottom underneath the player, and you'll see the archives posted there. So definitely make sure to get over there and do that. And I see some of our comments coming in. You've actually some of our fans have actually met one of our good friends there, Rooster McKinnon. His name is Kevin, but everybody's called him Rooster. And, boy, he's a character. And I know that Cat Johnson just made a statement in our chat room about him. And well, if you had an opportunity to spend any time with this guy, you know that he is just he's a character. He really is fun to be around. He really is a great guy. You know, that's the thing about these young kids nowadays is you know, I really think that they need to have that opportunity to work with somebody like Sam to get that guidance and to get that inspiration to be able to go somewhere and do something. So. Well, I'm not quite sure what's going on here. We about 11:40, and looks like these guys are kind of making their way out the door here. We might even be able to see if we can't grab one of them. Hey, Bonner, we're actually live on the air right now, man. But I want to tell you, there's a lot of fans out here that are really excited about tonight, man. And just tell us what you think about being down here in Texas and working with, you know, some of these other guys and how you're getting ready for to get out there and hit the road some of these touring pro events.
Man, it's encouraging because you got all your buddies out here training with you and you're pushing each other, and you got our coach Sam Medlock. He's really pushing us hard, training us, and been working on a lot of drills. Everybody's feeling confident and should be domination this week. That's what we expect.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, I gotta ask you, man. This is tonight's show could get a little racy, man. They have been commenting on some pictures that have been floating out there with the Allied Bull Riders, and some of them actually had no shirts on. So what's the deal with that, man? These young ladies out here are asking if you guys will be on the show tonight with no shirts on. I told them I didn't think so, but we're definitely going to have you on, and you guys are going to have an opportunity to answer a lot of their questions, right?
Yeah, we'll be fully clothed, but we'll be free to ask questions and hopefully be able to give you the best answers we can.
That's right, man. Well, listen, I'll let you get back to it with Sam there, and we'll catch up with you guys here in just a little bit. All right. Guys, that was... That's right, yeah. Well, you know I'm going to end up having to tell on you young ladies out here. But, yeah, Bonner Bolton is going to have the opportunity to sit down with you guys tonight. So make sure to tune in, 7 o'clock Central Time. You will not want to miss it. The guys are actually all piling up in a truck here, man. There's no telling where they're going to go. But they are hitting it hard. They are definitely dedicated and ready to win. And I think we're going to see a lot of that coming up as early as this weekend. But anyway, so make sure to stay tuned and spread the word. That is the key thing here. We need to have as many viewers tuning in, and you guys are going to have a firsthand opportunity to get to know these guys one-on-one and ask your questions and get your answers from them, you know. And so make sure to do that. Anyhow, we're getting on down to it, guys. We're going to take another short break, and when we come back, we'll start winding things down, letting you guys know what's going on here for tonight and the rest of this week. You guys do not want to miss it, I'm telling you. Make sure to tune in and be a part of this deal. This is an opportunity of a lifetime for not only these bull riders, as they're starting, you know, they're starting something new and exciting. This is an opportunity for you guys to be a part of that. And, you know, not everybody's going to be able to get to say, yeah, I knew them when they first started out, when they first formed. So this is your chance. And we want you guys to be a part of it. They want you to be a part of it, you know. So don't pass up this opportunity. We're going to take a short break here, fans. When we come back, we'll see if we can't start wrapping up this show and getting ready for our live broadcast tonight. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Megan 8 Rodeo Network.
Been on the road now for way too long. Can't tell you the last time. With a few more rides and a little bit of luck, I'll be flying first class riding in the next.
Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. And we are kicking things off from the Sam Medlock Ranch down here in Montgomery, Texas. And, wow, you know what? We actually got a little sneak preview. We're going to give you guys an opportunity to sit down with Sam right now. So, Sam, I got to tell you, man, this is day two of your training camp. Thanks for having us down here, for starters, but what are you seeing out of these guys that have come down this way?
Seeing a little bit of kind of what we expected. I mean, we bring these guys in here. Yesterday we started this off, and it was a long day. We worked really hard yesterday. We pushed these guys to their absolute max in all aspects, physically and mentally yesterday. We're kind of going with the old theory, break them down, build them up. Yesterday there were a few tempers and – you know, there were a few looks and words said yesterday, and this morning it seemed like everybody woke up really with a team mind. I could really start to see everybody bond today. So as a coach, that really tells me that a lot of what I'm doing is starting to take hold. These guys are starting to pull together and gain strength from each other.
Absolutely. And you know, we're seeing a lot of that here. I've just been really amazed and, you know, seeing a lot of comparisons to what you would see at the first week of a football training camp or what you would see on your first initial week going into boot camp, you know. I mean, you see a lot of that development here. What gave you your inspiration to do this? I mean, have you been around that enough, or is that where you got your inspiration from, the military, or just what, you know, how did this whole thing unfold?
I guess, you know, I was very fortunate growing up to have a father that was very self-disciplined, and he was a good bull rider, and he was also a good bull riding teacher. And I've always been very thankful for that, and I've always felt like it was my obligation to pass on information to help other guys be successful. I feel like that's part of my responsibility as, you know, having that blessing in my life of having a good coach and a good father. So I'm trying to pay that back. And I played sports all through high school, and I had the pleasure of playing football under some really good coaches. And, you know, I know what it's like to be pushed to the max. I was shown what it was like to structure in high school by these coaches. And, you know, like I say, just to be pushed and what you can really get out of somebody. These guys that are here now, they push themselves. That's why they are who they are today. And they came here to train so they could go beyond that. And that's what we're seeing here today is I'm taking it and pushing them past their own expectations.
Excellent. Well, you know, and the unique thing about this is you're taking bull riders from that have ridden in different associations, and they come up from different outbringings. I mean, you've got guys from the East Coast and Chad Van Amberg. You've got guys from, you know, Texas here. You guys got, you know, you have them from Arkansas and everywhere. And their upbringings and their characters are so different. But yet you can bring them together and they can feed off of each other and you know, develop that positive team effort right there. But then, you like you said, when it comes out to a bull ride, you know, it still is an individual sport. It's you versus the bull. But this gives them that opportunity to still feel and be a part of something that is truly a team.
Absolutely. You know, these guys, even though they're from all over the country, they're all very much cut from the same piece of leather. They're all very much alike. These are guys that I've either, a lot of them I've known for a long time. Some of them I've just known for, you know, a year or so. Like Chad, I've just got to know Chad this year. But the one thing they all have in common is that they're extremely talented individuals, and each and every one of them are striving to do better than they did last year.
Good deal. Well, the fans are going to have an opportunity to tune in tonight, 7 o'clock Central Time. We're going to be streaming live from your living room, and we're going to have an opportunity to sit down with these guys and actually learn and get to know them a little bit more on a personal basis. And the fans will have the opportunity to ask questions to them and you. But you're also going to have some young kids here that are also learning, having the opportunity to learn from these leaders that are going to be out there. So not only are they here as students or as still in that I guess you could say, development, you know, from a team perspective, but they're also going to be leaders and mentors for some of the young kids that you work with, correct?
Absolutely. Tonight, an hour before we air, we're going to have the Allied Junior Champions come out, and these guys are going to give back by working with them. A lot of these young bull riders, I work with them on a weekly basis, and sometimes it's good to get it from a fresh perspective, somebody else that can communicate it a different way, and it can only make these guys better. These guys that are training here today, they're extremely knowledgeable bull riders. They have a lot to give, so I know there's a lot of our young guys coming out tonight, and lady. We have a young 13-year-old lady, Taylor LaFlash, that is also training to ride bulls here at Allied Juniors, and we're going to bring her and a couple of the other riders on tonight to maybe let some of the fans out there talk to them and see what they're getting out of it.
Excellent. Man, I'm telling you, I'm so excited. But this is really the second month that you guys have met as a team and started doing this. Can you tell us a little bit about the first month and kind of what you guys were doing there and how you guys have started to really lay down a format for this?
You know, I had a pretty good idea of where I wanted to take it on the first one. And I wasn't able to achieve my schedule, but I didn't sweat that every day during the first training camp. I really used that first one to learn from. The things that didn't go right, we just took a look at them and figured out how we could point them in a different direction to get it going. And, you know, these guys were up and out of bed at 6:30 this morning and on the highway at 7, you know, for a 30-minute run. And we're really sticking with our schedule. The first one go round was a learning experience, and I can definitely say that a lot of the things that I wanted to correct to create some team unity and better these guys is really starting to show up at this camp. It's running, I think, time-wise really well, and I'm starting to see the guys get a lot out of it.
Excellent. Well, how many times are you guys planning on get together? I know you guys are really going to try to get together as often as you can, but I mean, what is your goal in that?
Once a month, we're going to bring these guys, we're going to bring our team in here 4 to 5 days, depending on their Friday travel schedule. And, you know, hopefully head off. If somebody's having a little trouble or if somebody wants to work on something in particular, we can bring them in here. They're guaranteed to be in here once a month so that we don't go on these 10, 15 run buck off streaks.
Excellent. And that is something that's really imperative. And we're seeing guys like, you know, the Brazilians who are traveling as a team and who are working as a team, although they may not be official, they are, you know, definitely a team, and they work together that way. And you are really bringing that to the American bull riders and giving them an opportunity. And this is really the first of its kind here in the U.S. that you know, the fans are going to have an opportunity to really see.
Absolutely. This really is sort of the a first of its kind. There are a lot of teachers out there, and there are a lot of guys working with other pros. And generally the way that works is when a pro starts having trouble and it's not going very well, they kind of break down and decide to go out to a certain individual or whoever it may be and get a little bit of help. In that case that the person lives a long way away or doesn't keep in constant communication with that rider, you know, it's really hard to know that rider. You have to know those riders on a consistent basis and really know what they're going through. Once you get into the top 40 in the world, you know, you've gotten to a certain level, a lot of the bull riding is mostly mental, you know, and that's when it comes into play, is knowing that rider. They have the ability to perform, and a lot of times the coach needs to be aware of who they are to help them mentally to tap into that ability to perform.
Wow, that's excellent. Well, you know, I know that the fans are going to have an opportunity to sit down, and we're going to explain more about Allied Bull Riders. We're going to talk a lot more about it tonight on our show, 7 o'clock Central Time, for all the fans that are tuning in. And the key thing, obviously, here is going to be for you guys to share those links out there. We've got your Facebook and the Allied Bull Riders website posted out there for these fans to be following along with and finding out more about them. But tonight, tomorrow night, when we do these sit-down question and answer sessions, you know, these guys, and we showed a lot of the highlights of what you guys are doing out here and what these guys are doing out here. But I've got to tell you, there's a lot of stuff that happens behind the scenes. And I know that you have to give credit to the boss that really runs this organization, the backbone, I guess you could say, of Ally Bull Riders, and that being your wife, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. After all, I am just a bull rider myself. And stepping up and being a full-time coach is something more new to me than just helping guys on a regular basis, dealing with these pros. And I definitely could not do it without Catherine. Every meal has been on time. She's cooking breakfast, cooking dinners. I just can't name all the things in an hour that she's doing to make this possible. She also, she's a very sharp lady. She's got a degree from University of Arkansas, and she manages these guys, and she takes care of them, takes care of flights, hotel reservations, these type of things. She's their agent and manager, and she's very humble about it. She's not out in the spotlight. She is definitely behind the scenes, but you said it when you said backbone.
Well, you know, not only that, but I showed up here this morning, and of course, these guys were just running in, but she's out here running around the car feeding the horses, and now she's out. She's actually got them saddled, and she's riding the horses. So she's not only taking care of everything that goes on here with cleaning up after 7 or 8 bull riders, you know, and cooking the meals, but she's also taking care of the daily tasks that need to happen out here so you can be out here and be that coach for them and take care of those things.
Absolutely. She's a trooper. She takes care of the horses and cows, and you said it all. She takes care of it, and she really recognizes that, you know, this is my time to get with these guys and really help them. And, you know, honestly, that makes all the difference in the world to be married to a person that really wants to help me achieve my goals. And I would have to say without her, I definitely wouldn't be around today.
Well, I'll tell you what, and I don't think the Allied Bull Riders would be where they are today either. Don't get me wrong, Sam, you're a great coach, but I don't think you're a good cook.
I agree with you there.
But anyways, I got to tell you guys, I know this is really, going to be a fun opportunity here this week, and this is really just the beginning. Sam and I have had the opportunity to sit down and talk a lot. We're working on some things that we might be able to bring you as early as this week. In teaming up with Macon 8 and Allied Bull Riders, bringing them together, I think we could see some great things happen here, and you guys are going to have to stay tuned. We're going to have pictures posted online, both on the Allied Bull Riders fan page, on the Macon 8 Network fan page, so you can find them there. And make sure to stay tuned, because it's about to get really wild here, and these guys are hungry. I mean, that's one thing that I've noticed since 6:30 this morning and spending time with these guys last night. They're hungry for success, you know, and I think we're going to see a lot of that. What do you say, Sam?
Absolutely. These guys are absolutely hungry. And, you know, coaching a set of top-notch bull riders, it really keeps me on my toes. I have to challenge these guys, and I have to bring something to the table that makes sense to them, because they are successful riders. And I've got a group of guys right here. I mean, they're thinking gold buckle all the way. You know, they want to see the USA, they want to see the United States Bull Riders be the top, you know. These guys want to be the top themselves, and that's what we're seeing. There's some good attitudes in here this morning, and there's some guys really putting out the effort. I'm just going to say, you know, there's been a few guys have to put their hands on their knees and, you know, a little nauseated out there from, you know, getting them a little hot. I mean, they're going back, and you have to want it to do that.
You bet. Well, I'll tell you what. You're starting to inspire me here, and you and I have even talked about it. I might have to throw on my little sneakers and get out there in the morning and go through a run. But, man, I don't know. I might have to start off with the half mile, then I might be in the truck the rest of the way.
Well, I tell you what, we know we're doing our job now, and that's exactly what this is about. This is a time for us to come together, everybody to get positive, everybody keep everybody in check. And people are beginning to feel that, the people that, you know, you're here broadcasting, even the gentleman running the video camera for us, and everybody feels this positive energy coming from these guys, and they're ready to get out. Everybody says they're ready to get out and run, too. So that's what we've got going on down here. It's hard to explain until you see the videos tonight of actually what's been going on here. I believe everybody's going to be impressed when they see that we're actually doing this like a professional training camp.
That's right. So you fans, make sure to stay tuned. 7 o'clock Central Time, we'll be broadcasting on the Allied Bull Riders channel. You can find us on the Macon 8 Radio Network, Macon8.com, and we'll have the links on Facebook and Twitter. So that that's a wrap for our show here today, fans. I want to remind you, we'll be back at it tomorrow for our lunch hour rodeo show. But first thing, 7 o'clock Central Time. Make sure to spread the word. We will see you then.
Thanks for tuning in with Mike and Eight. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on. God, turn your radio on.